Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He kōna e purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
When it comes to weight loss, everyone is looking for the silver bullet.
I just hit my early 40s, so there were all these, you know, questions in my mind about, what can I do better?
But you get to a certain age and all the tricks that used to quickly drop the weight don't work so well anymore.
So I was curious, I got sent this link by someone.
Could the solution actually be simpler than you thought?
Well, unfortunately, most of us are not at all thinking about our hormones when we're trying to lose weight. And if you really understand the process of weight loss, it's all about your hormones.
Using food to balance your hormones is possible. You just have to pick the right foods.
If your hormones are out of balance, it can impact everything to do with your health.
And so I decided to take on my hormones to get them reset.
This is exactly what my book, The Virgin Diet, walks you through.
So I wrote the book, The Hormone Reset Diet.
I talk about this in my latest book, The Hormone Shift.
Kia ora and welcome to Healthy or Hoax, hosted by me, Stacey Morrison. This week, we're looking at hormone diets.
When you hear the title, hormone diet, it sounds cool.
That's Professor Wayne Cutfield, an endocrinologist from the Liggins Institute at the University of Auckland, and we'll hear more from him shortly. But first, I wanted to talk with someone who's taken a slightly closer look at a hormone diet. Host of the RNZ podcast, Here Now, Kadambri Raghu Kumar.
There were all these, you know, questions in my mind about, what can I do better? How can I, you know, change my lifestyle and change the way I feel and energy levels? And, you know, a lot of the common sentiments around entering your early 40s. And I think energy was a big thing for me.
So the clickbait that hooked Kadambri was when the diet talked about the metabolic renewal system.
It sounds very attractive. I mean, how do you not click on that, right? Metabolic renewal.
Just,
I mean,
renew it.
Exactly, right? Renew. I mean, renew is the most attractive word you can put out there. And everyone goes, click. Okay, I'll try a renewal of some sort.
Kadambri was asked a series of questions. Things like her current weight, daily stress levels, how much exercise she does, with the end promise that she would find out how her hormones were working and then be given a diet that would kickstart her metabolism and help her lose weight. Not that she needs to.
It runs it through some kind of algorithm, and it turns out that I was hormone type 1. I have no idea what that meant, but it said hormone type 1 is mixed signal hormones. Apparently that's what it is. But then I thought, hang on a second, isn't everybody mixed signal at some point in their life? That just sounds a little too vague, really. You know, I couldn't make much sense of it.
So it's a horoscope of a diet. So you, what did you get back from the initial phase? Anything?
So it tells you that your type one, is mixed signal. It also reassures you in the sense that, guess what? Women who identify as type one can also find it incredibly easy to change that around or lose weight or gain more energy, because it's one of the easier types to manage, apparently. But it also told me certain things that I'd, to an extent, already known, had already known. For example, something to do with cortisol and the effect it has on you in terms of weight gain, and particularly, you know, abdominal weight gain and all of that. And I found that quite, just really generic, you know. It doesn't really take a test to know that about anybody's life, really. The more stressed you are, the likelier you are to gain weight.
So how did Kadambri go with the hormone diet?
I didn't go. That's it. I didn't go. I tried going. I didn't go. I stopped before I could even get to the stage where I was going to, you know, subscribe to the whole, there's a week-long program or a couple of week-long program, and then you get all these details sent to you by the website or by the so-called doctor who runs the program. So I didn't get anywhere close to getting on the diet, but I did do the initial part of it, which was answer these series of questions about lifestyle and the things that affect me and the reasons why I was looking to seek some kind of change. But I didn't really get very far.
Tell me why you didn't progress any further with the hormone diet.
I didn't feel like I was given any new information. I don't think it was, you know, a breakthrough in understanding my hormone type. I don't think it was anything phenomenal in terms of anything that blew my mind, you know, the information that came my way. But also what I found quite interesting was the way it was presented to me felt quite gimmicky. I just thought, do I have to sit here and watch an infomercial of this, you know, man with a very glamorous name for a doctor talking to me in, you know, a very, very heavy American accent telling me what I can do to change my life. I just felt like it came across as really gimmicky, so I couldn't really follow through with it. Had there been more specific information, something more customized to my life and my type, I might have been convinced a little more, I think, yeah.
Do you think there's an element of targeting women, as you say, 40 and over, just?
Oh, of course. I think so. Oh, definitely. I mean, we're always, you know, prime targets for these sort of things. And also putting weight at the front of everything, right? Weight gain being this great evil that you must overcome at this age. And there is some truth to that, of course, in long-term health, when it comes to long-term health. But using that as a marketing kind of inroad into getting more clients for diets or whatever it is, of course, I think it's a fairly commonly used tactic, isn't it?
So, the gimmicky nature of this particular online hormone diet put Cuddenberry off trying it. But could it work? To find out, let's go back to Professor Cutfield.
Okay, so if we think about how we start, if we start at an ideal body size, if we get our balance between energy in and energy out, that's food in and activity out, they need to be about in balance. If we get that wrong and we pile on weight, then there are a bunch of changes that occur. We make insulin to help us regulate our blood sugar and our fat and our protein levels. And as you get bigger, it doesn't work very well. So you have to make a lot of it. And that's called insulin resistance. For women, if they put on large amounts of weight, it can cause their whole menstrual cycle to become completely disrupted. That whole axis from puberty hormones and the pituitary down to the ovaries can be quite disrupted, and it can lead to very irregular periods and a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome. And if you can lose weight, then often you can get significant correction there. So those are some of the things. There are other things that happen. There are other hormones that relate to appetite and satiety, a feeling of fullness. But one of the key ones, in fact, is insulin.
So logically, if you balance your hormones, does that make losing weight easier?
No. And I think, Stacey, the concept, when you hear the title hormone diet, it sounds cool because, you know, nobody's ever heard of something like a hormone diet before. And it's slightly illusionary because when you hear it, when I first heard it, I thought, does that mean you're taking hormones? Mm. Or does it mean that there's some cataclysmic shift in your hormones that you are engineering? And the answer, in fact, is no. The focus, the components of the diet are sensible lifestyle choices, which is step one, eat more leafy green vegetables, fruit. Step two, reduce your red meat intake, your refined carbohydrate intake, sugar intake. Step three, increase your activity levels. I mean, they're all lifestyle changes that we should all espouse to. Unfortunately, humans are hedonists, and we don't like to exercise, and we like to eat the things that are bad for us because they taste sweet or salty. So many of the components are reasonable. Having said that, from that program alone, you won't lose weight unless you eat less as well, because it's that fundamental axis, the seesaw between how much you eat and how much energy you lose through activity. It's a balance.
Is it even correct to say that people have a hormone type?
No, not really. I think there are some people, if we think across middle-aged New Zealanders, a big portion of them have what we call metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome is slightly higher blood pressure, slightly higher blood sugar, slightly higher blood fat levels, and a bit more tummy fat. So that's associated with high insulin levels. And if you were to diet, then that will improve. But to say, well, you've got a particular hormone profile across a whole bunch of hormones, and we have a solution to fix that, is slightly illusionary.
Is it realistic for an online quiz to be able to tell you what's happening with your hormones?
No. No. And my suspicion is, having not done the online quiz, is it'll ask you lots of sort of personalised questions about when you eat, the quality of what you eat, if you exercise, what exercise you do, when you sleep. And it might make some assumptions. Like, for example, if you only sleep a few hours a night, your stress hormone levels might be a bit more elevated. And if you sleep better, that could improve. But I really think for them to guess and say you've got this particular hormone profile, or differently, if you said, okay, we will do a blood test on you. We won't ask you the questions. We'll just measure everything and then tell you what diet will fix it all. Well, that's not the case either, because the diet that will work if you have a weight-related problem is eat less food. I think what most people are after with things like this diet is they want a quick fix. Is there a quick fix that doesn't require too much work?
And is there?
No. There's no fix where you can live badly and lose weight.
What I'm being fed on my algorithms on social media is perimenopausal, menopausal information saying right. that hormonal weight gain is something that women of my middle age group can fight with a diet. Is that correct?
Yes. If you look at the natural progress through middle age, we tend to have an increase in abdominal fat for men and women. And of course, perimenopausally, that effect can be slightly exaggerated with the loss in estrogen. Same applies to males though. And for both, it's eating healthy and watching your weight. If you just think about, I said there's this delicate balance between how much you eat, the energy going in, and exercise, how much is going out. There's a little bit of slop around that, but if you get that out by sandwich a day and look at it over time, then you realise you've had quite a big net gain. So it just creeps.
We've just got used to having that extra biscuit.
Yep.
And over time, our bodies want us to pay for it.
Yep, it right. adds up.
So in summary, does the hormone diet work? Is it healthy or a hoax?
I think the hormone diet is misleading. I think the components of it, which are a healthy lifestyle, are positive. But unless you add into it reducing what you eat, it's not really going to make much difference.
Despite giving up on the online hormone reset diet, Cuddenberry wasn't prepared to call it a hoax.
I would find it hard to think of it in such a black and white way. You know, I think the way it's sold to you might be a bit of a hoax, but there's definitely truth in that. You can change the way your body operates and balance your hormones out based on what you consume and how you live your life. There's no doubt about that. But in terms of, you know, following diets or customizing something off an online survey, watching videos that tell you to subscribe to, you know, type 1, type 2 hormone types or whatever it is I don't know. I'd take that with a very large pinch of salt.
Oh, you won't take it at all, actually. No, thank you.
Case in point, I didn't.
Professor Cutfield says this idea of a hormone diet just makes the weight loss story more complicated than it needs to be.
It's easy to get tangled up in the detail and the complications of what hormones are changing. Attack the root issue, which is lose some weight. And if that's the focus, all good will follow.
So that's healthy, but saying an online quiz, eat for your hormones, it's a bit of a hoax.
It's a bit of a hoax, yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Healthy or Hoax, hosted by me, Stacey Morrison. A big thank you to our guests for sharing their time and expertise with us. This episode was produced by Liz Garten and Jeremy Ansell was the audio engineer. Tim Watkin is executive producer of RNZ Podcasts. Healthy or Hoax is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. Hit that follow button so you don't miss an episode. Mauri ora kia koutou, wishing you the best of health.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.